This national news edition originates from VK1WIA and is rebroadcast throughout Australia and around the world under a common licence published on the WIA website. This WIA national news service is copyright to the Wireless Institute of Australia, and rebroadcast is authorised only under the provisions of that common licence. WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Cleave, VK8ZZ.
From Australia, this is the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
This week, Angelo, VK2NWT, WIA Affiliated Clubs Coordinator, an IARU Region 3 ham radio licence fee has increased by over 1,100%. Jason reveals which country shortly. Anoomba, the historic World War II bombing site in Townsville, to be activated by a special event call. And Gavin, VK4ZuluZulu, has the details. Raspberry Pi 5 for amateurs, a book review by John, VK1JG. And Cole, VK3GTV, looks at Rig Pi 4, a comprehensive remote station manager for the Raspberry Pi. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia for week commencing August 10, 2025, in our 30th year of non-stop news. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
This is your WIA News, just the facts.
Hello everyone, this is Angelo, VK2NWT, WIA Affiliated Clubs Coordinator. Several times a year, the WIA conducts online meetings with affiliated clubs as an online webinar for the purpose of briefing members on a range of topics that the WIA is working on. The meetings are hosted by WIA President Scott Williams, along with several presenters discussing the range of topics on the meeting agenda. In coming together, these meetings are a great platform for communication between the WIA and affiliated clubs from all over Australia, discussing the various topics presented, and I encourage presidents from all affiliated clubs to participate on behalf of your membership. Those club presidents that can't attend for some reason should nominate someone else from your committee to take your place and represent your club. A couple of days ago, I sent out an email to all affiliated club presidents with advice of the upcoming affiliated clubs webinar, which will be held on Sunday, the 14th of September, at times relative to your time zone. The email includes the draft agenda for the meeting, though I would ask all club presidents to consider other topics that they may wish to raise for inclusion if time allows during the meeting. If time does get away from us, then suggested topics will be taken under advisement and possibly included in the next affiliated clubs meeting. Please send your suggested topics to me in the meantime via email to clubs@nationaloffice.wia.org.au. So to all affiliated club presidents out there, please check your inbox for the email and pencil in the date, Sunday the 14th of September. I would urge any club that has not received the email to contact me so that I can ensure I can get a copy of the email to you. For WIA National News, this has been Angelo, VK2NWT.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
Hello. And first in, several international amateur radio union societies and more than 2,000 individuals have filed their concerns with the US Federal Communications Commission over a request by a US broadband communications company to use frequencies between 430 and 440 megahertz for a planned constellation of 240 commercial satellites. AST Mobile was recently approved for the use of the amateur radio band on an experimental basis for a low-Earth orbit satellite known as FM1, which is the prototype for the company's planned mobile phone connectivity from space. The FCC has assigned the callsign Whiskey Papa 2 X-ray Romeo X-ray, which does not expire until July of 2027. The Radio Society of Great Britain, referring on its website to its own filing to the FCC, said that the company's proposal for its constellation has stirred an unprecedented response from the amateur radio community. Radio amateurs of Canada participated during the reply phase of this proceeding, which concluded on August 5, 2025. They coordinated closely with the ARRL to ensure Canada's response was both complementary and constructive. The shared goal is to uphold and defend amateur radio access to the 430 to 440 megahertz band. RAC has also consulted with Innovation, Science and Economic Development Canada, ensuring that the Canadian regulatory authorities are aware of the proposal and the concerns voiced by Canadian amateurs. Obviously, the IARU have also weighed into expressing concern, as has our own WIA, in speaking with our secretary and ascertaining the board had dropped a submission to the FCC. Our editor Graham VK4BB suggested to the secretary it would be an idea if the board talk here, re that item, either by the next rostered member to present, or better still, the WIA president. Swedish amateurs who've received the new entry-level class certificate are identifying themselves with the country's new call sign prefix Sierra Hotel. These amateurs can be heard on 40, 20, 15, 10, 6 and 2 metres, where they're permitted to use a maximum of 25 watts of power. The threat of that tsunami recently in Hawaii is calling attention to an effort by broadcasters in Honolulu to regain access to police scanner information. Media outlets have been unable to access police and fire scanner radio communications since February 2022, when a new digital system began encrypting the frequencies used by the city's emergency agencies. Broadcasters are working to change that, and a bill under consideration in the Honolulu City Council might get the job done. The media and public's timely access to emergency-related information is essential to keeping the community safe from dangerous situations, such as active shooters, armed and dangerous individuals, and violent crimes, the proposed bill says. It adds that the release of timely and accurate information to broadcasters and other media outlets helps the prevention of misinformation spreading within the community, which it says can cause panic and public distrust. To access the information, the proposal says a station would need to hold a valid license from the Federal Communications Commission, or have a verifiable track record of professional journalism. Journalists don't simply broadcast what they hear. They use scanner traffic to mobilise teams, verify facts, and prepare accurate bulletins. The Bouvet Island 3Y0K team begins packing for the long trip starting in August, hoping to complete this part of the preparation by the end of September. According to their July 27th press release, equipment is being shipped from Italy, Bulgaria and the US to Norway, where the team plans to meet later in Oslo for two workshops. Activators expect to be on the island for at least 21 days. Their scheduled departure date from Cape Town, South Africa is the 1st of February 2026. Pakistan's government has approved its first change to the fee structure for radio-based services in 25 years. More than 1,100 license holders, including amateur radio operators and private radio networks, are being affected by a fee hike. According to media reports, fees remained unchanged until now, despite Pakistan's inflation rising by more than 700%. Pakistan's fee is increasing from 450 rupees to 5,000 rupees. There's a new resource from ARRL documenting the history of ham radio. Radio Alpha is the ARRL Museum and Research Library. It's available for viewing at arrl.org/museum. It aims to serve as a definitive repository of information, offering detailed descriptions and contextual data on pivotal figures, influential organizations, pioneering companies, transformative inventions, and iconic equipment that have shaped the amateur radio landscape. Radio Alpha addresses the critical need for a centralized, reliable, and easily navigable archive of amateur radio's past. Recognizing the fragmented nature of existing historical data, this database will consolidate diverse information sources into a single cohesive platform. Users will find meticulously researched entries cross-referenced to provide a holistic understanding of the connections and evolutions within the hobby. A core principle of Radio Alpha is universal accessibility. Therefore, the database will be entirely free to access, ensuring that researchers, historians, enthusiasts, and the public can explore its contents without barriers. To Europe, in the Balkans, the ISTRA Contest Conference is taking place October 9 to 12 in Poreč, Croatia, The conference is quickly becoming Europe's most vital gathering of contest operators. What started as a bold idea between friends has evolved, despite COVID delays, into a globally attended three-day immersion in radio sport. With over 250 participants and growing interest from outside the Balkans, the event now draws contesters from across Europe, the Middle East and the USA. But this isn't Friedrichshafen or Dayton. There are no booths, no gear to buy. Instead, ISTRA offers live, interactive presentations. Young operators debriefing de-expeditions, station builders explaining the guts of their setups, and doctors addressing health in contesting. Held on the stunning Istrian coast, ISTRA isn't just for contesters. It's also a rare invitation for spouses and families to enjoy world-class food, swim in the Adriatic, and savour the wines and quiet beauty of inland Croatia. Kolkata's rich legacy in radio communication is being celebrated and advanced through a week-long amateur radio workshop, jointly organised by OSCAR India and sister Nivedita University, SNU. Taking place this past week, concluding tomorrow, Monday, August 11, at the SNU campus, this immersive program is being hosted by the All India School of Management and Information Technology. This initiative follows the success of HamFest India 2024 and once again reaffirms SNU's commitment to nurturing tech-savvy, globally connected youth. The workshop has been designed for students, hobbyists and tech enthusiasts keen to explore the world of ham radio, a fascinating blend of communication, innovation and disaster readiness. For WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, 2025. Remembrance Day contest, 16th and 17th of August, and of note is the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club, Saturday the 16th, will open their doors at 8 a.m. for the Remembrance Day contest. They invite all radio hams for a day filled with radio and yarns. At midday, a sausage sizzle and drinks. Then it's to make contacts on HF, VHF and UHF. The International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend will take place from 0001 hours UTC on Saturday 16 August to 2359 hours UTC on Sunday 17 August. Started in 1993 by the Air Amateur Radio Group in Scotland as the Northern Lighthouse Activity Weekend, IRRW now coincides with many countries' honouring of lighthouses each August. The event is not a contest and participation is free. Each station's operators decide on which bands and modes they will operate. There are no restrictions on antennas and power, and each station must be operated in compliance with the operator's licence. Amateur radio operators are encouraged to enjoy the event and make as many contacts as possible. This year, International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend will run from 0001 hours UTC on 16 August to 2400 hours UTC on 17 August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. ALARA contest always the last full weekend of August. All licensed operators throughout the world are invited to participate. Scout and Girl Guide groups are encouraged to participate using their club's equipment and call sign. Wireless work everyone. OMs work wireless only. Combined phone and CW run over 24 hours, Saturday 30 August, 0600 hours UTC, ending Sunday 31 August at 0559 hours UTC. All HF bands except 160 metres and WARC bands. And adding to the fun of this test, contacts made on Echolink also be accepted. West Lakes Cup, 13th of September, 8:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. local time. That's 10:30 to 11:30 hours UTC. Operation is phone on 80 and 40 metres, and all Australian stations may be worked. Oceania DX contest runs the first two full weekends in October and has SSB, CW and SWL categories. Yoda contest December. The Fishers Ghost Amateur Radio Club are hosting the inaugural BK Yoda contest the entire month of December. And for our overseas viewers, listeners, never fear, it is open to you as well. It is best to avoid the usual 5x9 quick contest exchanges. You are encouraged to have a rake chew during the QSO with a youngster and help them feel part of this hobby. Objective of the BK Yoda contest is to promote and increase activity of youngsters on the air. Then just 3 days from the end of what we call the BK Yoda contest, comes round three of the theatre contest organised by the IAA Region 1 Youth Working Group in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society, December 29. A great way to gain extra contacts with the VK contest organised by the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. Now the Dick's window to the world.
Well, g'day from Townsville. This is Gavin, VK4ZZ, with news of a special event station to commemorate the 80th anniversary of victory in the Pacific and the end of hostilities in World War II. Members of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club Incorporated will be activating the Enoonba Historic World War II Bombing Site in Townsville, Australia. The number of portable HF single sideband stations on Sunday the 17th of August, coinciding with the Remembrance Day contest and the International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend. The operators will be on air from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Townsville time, that's 2200 to 0700 UTC, using club call sign Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Tango Victor on 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. The Enoonba Historic World War II Bombing Site is activated each year for the AMNCW and Anzac Day event, as well as the bombing anniversary on the 29th of July. We hope to work you on Sunday, the 17th of August.
Now celebrating the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Korea, 15 August 1945, members of the Korean Amateur Radio League's Chungbuk HQ will be activated as HLADV, 1 to 31 August. Celebrating the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club's 75th anniversary, four special call signs have been activated by DARC till 31 October. DC7, D5G, DD7, DK7, and DR75DARC. It was 25 years ago, but we do remember you. Special event to honour the victims of 9/11. September 06, ending September 12. Many members of the Alabama Contest Group will activate K4A for the fifth year. This year's event will be called 9/11, We Do Remember. SSB FT8, CW and Ritchie, on all bands 160 through 10 metres, including wire bands. Celebrating the 68th anniversary of Malaysia's independence, 31 August 1957, members of the Terengganu DX West Malaysia are active as 9M1957M until September 30. They are operating SSB, CW and FT8 on 8 to 10 metres. QSL Direct to 9M2RDX. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ, Inningham.
News and more of it every week. We are VK1WIA.
Book Review. For a book that can be purchased from Amazon, by John Jirozinski, VK1 Juliet Golf. Raspberry Pi 5 for Amateurs. Written by Dugan Ibrahim, G7SCU, and Ahmed Ibrahim, 2E1, GUC, is the ideal beginner's book for those amateurs who want to try their hand at adding SDR radio to their experience. It is intended to help install the operating system and then configure it to include RTL SDR devices. Because the OS operating system is Debian-based, most of the instructions can be applied to your regular Linux home computer, regardless of what distro you like to run. It also covers Bookworm, which is the latest OS that can be run on the Pi 5. There are many tips you would not find in older versions of books that relate to SDR installations or Pi settings. SDR radios can do all the different transmissions we are interested in, such as DAB, QSST, FreeDV, FLRig, QTEL, Echolink, WSJTX, APRS, and Morse to ASCII. The Pi 5 has the performance that earlier versions of Pi could not achieve. For those that are willing to try their hand with LCD displays and other interesting hardware for small POTUS-sized packages or amplifiers for LoRa, this is a great starting point. As well, for anyone wanting to dabble in Python code examples, whether access is by local, remote, or VNC, all is explained. I found that many of the terminal examples, as well as working without modification, were simple, allowing users to be able to understand and build on their experience. I hope you find this a worthwhile addition to your library. Best regards, John Jirozinski, VK1 Juliet Golf.
From here, there and everywhere, You've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up this week in worldwide special interest group news, it's astronomy and wireless weather. Ham SCI will host a meteor scatter QSO party in August and again in December. This almost upon us August event will take advantage of the Perseid meteor shower and allow amateur radio operators to conduct QSOs via MSK144 mode. Ham SCI expects hundreds of participants on the 6-metre band through August 11 and 12. In addition to QSOs, Ham SCI is requesting audio recordings of decoded pings. This is possible through the WSJTX software suite. A second party will take place December 12 and 13 during the Geminid meteor shower. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier, AO123 FM transponder to enter continuous service. The FM transponder on AO123 has been activated on a periodic basis since its launch in late 2024. Beginning this weekend, it's expected to enter continuous service if no issues are observed. AO123 Astru 1 is a 12U CubeSat mission designed by Russian and Chinese university students for education and amateur radio. The amateur radio station provides telecommand uplink and telemetry digital image downlink. A new SDR-based transceiver was developed for Astru 1 to provide communication and experiment resources to radio amateurs, including a VU FM transponder, a UHF telemetry downlink, and a 10.5 gig image downlink. The uplink is 145.850 MHz with a 67Hz CTCSS tone, and the downlink is 435.400 MHz. Skyfall AeroVironment, in partnership with JPL, has announced a fun new Mars rotorcraft mission concept, which builds on the success of Ingenuity. The mission more or less carbon copies Ingenuity 6 times, sending a small swarm of 2 kilogram rotorcraft to the Red Planet. The swarm would be equipped with subsurface radar and better imaging capabilities. The mission's primary goal is to conduct a subsurface water survey and survey potential landing sites for future human arrival, currently anticipated in the 2030s. The Skyfall mission would target a launch as soon as the 2028 Mars transfer window. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Military, Spy v Spy. The RSGB National Radio Centre has confirmed that the first of its summer spy transmitter events took place on August 5th. 2 further events take place on the 14th and the 20th of August. This family-friendly activity will turn you into spy hunters as you explore Bletchley Park looking for hidden transmitters. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. and spaces are limited to 12 groups. Full details of the activity are available on the Bletchley Park website. Bletchley, believe you me, is the place to visit no matter when you're in the UK. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air, with Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. It's off to Russia for this item, and hopefully our translation is correct. A radio game with elements of sports called Military Radio Operator is an outdoor game for beginners. No special knowledge or skills are required to take part in the radio game. The radio game is available for Russian children from 8 years old and up. The purpose of the radio game is to introduce the participants to the elements of the sports disciplines of radio sports in a playful way. The program of the radio game specifically includes various types of shooting, which are interesting to almost all children. It is the shooters that make it popular. At the same time, the program includes amateur radio and radio sports tasks. To assemble a radio circuit from parts of a Lego-type constructor, to find a camouflage radio transmitter, a Fox, using a radio transceiver direction finder, to decipher the text written on paper with dots and dashes, Morse code signs, as well as to transmit a message using portable VHF radio stations. Sounds like this story may give our clubs an idea for new twists for youths on the traditional fox hunts. For WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alec. Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Rescue Radio. On a significant day for communication enthusiasts, a seminar focusing on the pivotal role of amateur or ham radio during national disasters was held at the Bangladesh Telecommunication Regulatory Commission's BTRC office. More than 100 amateur radio operators from across the country gathered to discuss and demonstrate the capabilities of ham radio. Representatives from the Amateur Radio Society of Bangladesh, ARSB, addressed various challenges faced by operators. They sought assistance in integrating amateur radio into disaster protocols, resolving customs issues related to importing receivers, simplifying online licensing, and receiving formal recognition as first responders from government agencies. They also called for the provision of club call signs and the establishment of a nationwide repeater network. Amateur radio activities in Bangladesh date back to 1979, gaining international recognition after the 1991 cyclone. To date, 813 individuals have received call signs through the amateur radio license examination conducted by BTRC. The process of issuing licenses and call signs to 365 candidates who passed the 2025 examination is ongoing. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Software for Hams. RigPi 4, a comprehensive remote station manager for the Raspberry Pi 3 or 4, has been released as a free download. RigPi provides a browser-based interface for rig and rotor control, CW keying, logging, DX bot management, a radio and event scheduler for groups or club users, plus much more. RigPi can be used on phones, tablets, PCs and Macs or any computer providing a browser. User accounts allow multiple users and radios to be controlled simultaneously using the Hamlib libraries. Many popular ham apps are provided in the RigPi image, including WSJTX and FLDigi. RigPi is released under the MIT license, so it can be copied and shared. For more information and to download, visit RigPi, that's spelled RIGPI.net. For WIA National News, I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
It's a date, and remember, clubs are welcome to email text with their audio for this section, nationalnews@wia.org.au. In VK4, the Redcliffe car boot sale happens Saturday, August 30 at the clubhouse. Also in VK4, Sunfest at Beerwah Community Hall.
This is Gordon, VK4VP. Sunfest 2025 is here. Saturday, September 13th at the Beerwah Community Hall. This is a new location and much closer to public transport. The address is 25 Peachester Road, Beerwah. Here is your chance to grab a bargain, catch up with folks you haven't seen for a while for an off-air rag chew, or just enjoy the atmosphere. Tickets this year are cheaper than last year at just $5 for general entry and $10 for a trader's ticket that includes one general admission. There'll be raffles and door prizes and a mega auction with some great items on offer. We're also having some technical information sessions and we'll be running an exam session if required. There will be bacon and egg rolls, tea, coffee and soft drinks for sale as well. There are nearby shops and it's only a short 500 metre walk from Beerwah train station. You could even make it a full day by bringing the family and spending the afternoon at Australia Zoo. Open for trader entry from 8 a.m. while doors for general admission open strictly at 9:30 a.m. Just go to vk4wis.org and you'll see a big colourful flyer that has details for entry ticket purchasing.
Right across VK, September 14, 4 to 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, WIA Affiliated Clubs Briefing Webinar. VK2 Westlakes Field Day, 8 a.m. October 26 on the club grounds. VK5, AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronic Sale, Sunday, October 26, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. For the whole of VK, it's the VKFF National Get-Together, October 24-27 in Canberra. VK4, the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's 2025 Hamfest, November 9, Country Paradise Parklands, 231 Beaudesert Narang Road. VK7, Miena Hamfest, Saturday, November 15, 10 a.m. VK3 Rosebud Radio Fest, Eastbourne Primary School at Rosebud, November 16. And VK2 The Picton Ham Fest, November 23.
Hello from Tony VK2TS with the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society. The Picton Show Society will be running the Picton Ham Fest on the 23rd of November 2025 at Picton Showground on Menangle Street, Picton. Please visit our club website at iars.org.au for an interactive map and details about the Ham Fest. Please call Steve at the Picton Show Society on 0421 109 694 if you wish to be part of the car boot sales. That number again, 0421 1096947 3 from Tony, VK2TS, on behalf of the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society.
VK8, the Darwin Amateur Radio Club's Christmas Party, 6:30pm, December 3. And again, just that reminder, December 7 will be the final WIA-affiliated club's briefing webinar for 2025. Then, the social scene 2026, the WIA AGM, May 2, 2pm, Albury, in VK2. Now, till next we meet, I am Graham, I'm VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.